Light Rock 105, today's hits, yesterday's favorites. 8:32, Heather and Steve. Today, Wednesday, May 11th.
That voice you're hearing, Heather Gersten, a woman with not one, but two men in her life that could be considered her own sweet pappy.
That's right.
Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff is my stepfather, and he's been in my life since I was 8 years old.
Right.
And he is celebrating his 70th birthday today, so I wanted to give a radio shout out to Jeff.
There are times in your life when you think about 70 years old and you think, that's wicked old.
Yeah, it's amazing. I look at him, though, and he doesn't have any gray hair.
He has no gray hair?
No, I'm so jealous.
Jerk.
I know, seriously. I'm telling you. This guy, he wanted to be a teacher. He worked in the worst neighborhood in New York City at one time and survived that.
Nice.
Tried out for the FBI, then became a lawyer. He was rocking the Magnum PI mustache for at least 30 years.
Did the FBI say no, thank you? Or did they say come aboard?
No, they said no.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
He got rejected.
Maybe they didn't like the mustache.
Maybe. I thought it was a work of art, you know? Seriously. He's like one of these guys that like worked out every day in his life, and I was always amazed that he would never like go, oh yeah, I want a brownie. I'm not going to have a brownie. He'd wait until like 8 o'clock at night, and he'd get like one brownie or one cookie and a glass of milk, and he would just so disciplined with his food.
That's miserable.
No, it was so, I was just envious
of
it.
So sad.
He had no sweet tooth, you know, like I did.
Oh. I don't trust anybody like that. I don't trust them because they're up to something.
He's only got one kidney now. He's had cancer several times. He's beat it. He's got a couple of bionic parts.
He's a man.
He's amazing. He really is. And, you know, for most of my life, he's been, you know, almost a dad more than my own dad for me. So
your dad is the creator.
Yes.
And then he exited the stage. Jeff comes on board.
Right.
You call him what?
I call him Jeff. Yeah.
But you introduce him as, hey, these are my folks. So this is my mom and
Jeff. These are my parents. Yeah.
Oh, these are my parents.
Yeah,
okay.
Without a doubt. And my kids call him grandpa, or they call him pata. But whatever. It's just...
They call him what?
Forget it. It's going to start a whole thing. Pata. And I just want to wish you a happy birthday, Jeffrey.
Is he listening?
You're amazing. I'm going to record this because he's in San Francisco visiting, you know, the other siblings.
Oh.
But
you can't play favorites.
No, not
he's
at all.
He's got to visit them, too.
Listen, dude, what I lack in money to give you a giant gift for your 70th birthday, I definitely make up for in love. So, appreciation. I love this guy.
How about that?
Do you know also that he's the only...
Is this the first time you're saying I love you to him? Because
no,
that's big. We should record this.
Do you know that he's the only guy I know that ever fell asleep in a business meeting where it was only him and one other person in the meeting?
Oh, that guy should work on a speech.
Light Rock 105 traffic runs on the Dunkin' Donuts Bacon Supreme Omelet.